I think of myself as being pretty ordinary sexually. Like, I have sex and I enjoy sex, but I haven't really done anything weird with it. I don't know, I guess you can say for the most part, when I have sex, it's been in a bed. Same as most people, I bet. But there's this one thing that I do, and I do it a lot. Okay, so almost every morning when I go down to the subway for my commute to work, I put in my earphones and I listen to sexy audios to you specifically. I sit there or stand there just rocked by the movement of the train, and I just try to keep my face from betraying me. When I sit so close to a stranger and can hear that kind of tinny sound of their music, and oh, I just hope that they don't hear the moans of mine. I think I'm pretty good at keeping a poker face, but I'm sure I've got some odd looks once or twice. I don't know what it is about just doing this that keeps me coming back. I don't know. The part of it has to be the escape. You know, listening to you, I'm not just crammed into the subway. I'm transported, you know, to some exciting scenario. Like, have I been naughty, professor? Or what's this I can feel next to me in bed? Much, much more fun than reading the morning newspaper. And it definitely makes time fly by. But I don't know, there's also the thrill of it. Like, listening to you say all of those things to me and making those noises and just, I don't know, just being utterly surrounded by people. Can they sense that heat coming from me? Can they see the glaze in my eyes as I just lose myself in the fantasy? I feel so sexual and so desirable. I have to squeeze my thighs together when it gets too much. God, I get so turned on. And lately, I've been having this fantasy. It all starts when I'm just sitting on the subway, just heading to work as usual, and I've got your voice in my ear. I'm really turned on, just achingly horny. And I'm looking at the faces of the people sitting across from me, and every once in a while I'll see a cute guy with his own earphones on, and just for a moment, I'll wonder if it's you. You know, that voice that's given me so many orgasms. And it makes me blush a little bit. In this fantasy, like, it is you. Somehow, I just know it. I know that it's you. And you're like me. You've been looking at all of the faces and the people on the subway and just wondering if any of them are listening to you. And you know that I am. And our eyes meet, and it just gets so intense. We just stare at each other, and all the time I've got your voice in my ear telling me how hot I am and how sexy and just how badly you want me. Oh, the things you want to do to me. And suddenly I'm not trying to hide it from the carriage anymore. I'm shifting in my seat a little, and my thighs are squeezing so hard together, and I look you right in the eye and just bite my lower lip and let it slide out from under my teeth. Oh, and God, you look so hungry back at me. It looks like you can barely keep yourself seated, and I can just... Oh, fuck, I could just see your tongue wet your lips quickly at the same time. The same time your voice is telling me in my ear how you want to taste me. Just every inch of me. My eyes flick to your hips, and I know you've seen me do it. But I want you to be hard. I want your cock to be just straining against your trousers because of me. And it is, isn't it? watching me, you're so hard. Just like watching you, I'm so wet. And then the train gets into a station, like a super busy one. And as people get off, both of us stand up, but we're not going to get off the train. We just move into those little alcoves, you know, behind the seats in the door. And as more and more people cram on, we get shoved together and my back is pressed against the glass and you're just looming over me. My lips are parted as I just look up at you and my hands, I can't help it. My hands come up to feel you, touching against your hips and your waist and your chest and your arms that I love so much. We don't kiss, but we're so close to it. Oh God, your presence just overwhelms me. You're still in my ears and you're fucking me face to face just like this. There's a person sitting behind the glass, but that doesn't stop you from putting your hand on me either. It strokes down my clothes and you want me, don't you? I want you. I can't help myself. Looking into your gorgeous eyes, I press my palm against your cock and oh God, I can feel how hard you are. Your cock's bulging in my hand, just gripping through the cloth. Your lips part, and I know you make a noise, but all I can hear are your growling moans as you fuck me in this audio. I want to touch you in time with them, stroking my hand just up and down, trying to tug through your trousers. You grab my ass so rough. My nipples are so hard. I'm sure they're poking through my top. The train judders, knocking us together. In the audio, the position changes and you're ordering me to move to my hands and knees. Oh, you want to take me from behind and on the train, I oblige and twisting around against you and pressing my hands against the glass, looking at the people sitting on their morning commute. You take my hips and pull my ass against you. Fuck, your cock is shoving up against my ass now, and I could feel your breath on the back of my head as your growls increase the intensity in my ear. You're fucking me so hard in my ear, and smack your cock against my skin is audible. You grind on me, crease my clothes against my ass, and your hand snakes up against my legs. Your fingers are pressed hard against my pussy. Fuck, I needed this. I needed something to rub against. Trapped between your cock and my fingers. Your fingers are there and I'm soaked through and I don't care. Your voice tells me in my ear that you want to come inside me and that you need to feel my pussy wrapped around your cock as you come. I want it. Fuck, I want it so bad. I want you to grip me as tight as you are and flood me with your cum. Please, please come for me. Please let me be the one that you moan and growl and come for. Fuck. Fuck, I want to be the girl that you're fucking so hard in your audios. Fuck, I want that. You get me so fucking hot and so fucking wet, and I want you to come for me because I come for you so, so much. I'm going to come for you so, so much. And then the PA calls the name of my station, and I snap back to reality. My panties are soaked and my pussy's aching for that orgasm. That's the one I owe you now. I'm just sitting in my seat with a whole day of work ahead of me. Well, I'll see you the same time tomorrow morning then.